story of the century, dude.
Welcome to a special super supplemental episode of Tales from the DC Multiverse, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Adam, and with me, I will screw that up again.
I know you did.
With me is my international correspondent, Stephen.
That's right.
Stephen, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well, apart from having almost botched my own intro, but anyway.
You're doing that many podcasts now. It's understandable. You've got more co-hosts than Multiverse-wise, I think.
Well, I think the Multiverse-wise still edge out the co-hosts by a little bit. But it's starting to get up there. But Stephen and I are going to do these from time to time. I thought it'd be a nice addition to the podcast because he doesn't get a chance to come on as often as he'd like on the other podcast. So whenever we get together and then have a chance to chat, we'll do so.
And I'm itching to talk superheroes because I haven't been able to talk superheroes for a long time.
So talking about Superman, Stephen, we have to... I mean, Travis and I have talked about this already. But I want to give a chance for you to express your opinion on the recent announcement of... the Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover and the idea that Brandon Routh is going to be part of the crossover, not only reprising his role of Ray Palmer, which he plays on Legends of Tomorrow, but he's going to play a version of Kingdom Come Superman. Keep in mind that Tyler Hoechlin will also be playing present-day Superman, and he will be joined by Elizabeth Tulloch, who played Lois Lane last time, in the last crossover, and she will be bringing along her child, because remember, she was pregnant at the end of the last crossover. So before we get into, you know, our hypothetical thoughts on the potential movie franchise, what do you think of this Superman development?
Well, there's two parts to me, right? And you know, there's the geek fan in me that goes, I don't think it logically fits with what they've set up for multiverse. Hang on, what's the word looking for here? You know, like the multiverse theory, like the...
Yeah, the rules and regulations.
Yeah, so like, basically, let's go back to Barry Allen. So his dad in one universe is Jay Garrick, which is clear because he says in the Earth 1 that the Garricks were their family name, and then he's Barry Allen on another Earth because circumstances, blah, blah, blah. But ignoring that, because that's just me being a petty fanboy, I got over it very fast because I love Superman. He's my favourite superhero. It's Brandon Routh, and I feel like Brandon Routh deserves another shot at the role, and I feel like if he wasn't cast as Ray Palmer, I think he would have been cast as Superman.
Yeah, probably. Right, yeah.
Yeah. And... what really got me excited was when they said it was Kingdom Come Superman, because Kingdom Come is my favourite graphic novel ever. So I'm like, oh my goodness, mate, you're going to get to see a Kingdom Come Superman. I hope they don't flash 1990 him and erase him after 5 minutes, because that really hurt in Elseworlds Part 3, personally.
Yeah.
So as long as they give him something substantial to do, I get they've got the main characters, and you can't always take the focus away from the main characters. They've got to be the stars because, you know, they are the leads of their shows. Yeah. But I feel like because it's a five-part, surely they can at least give us a full episode of him in or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's brilliant news. And I am wondering, do you think he's going to be the Superman Returns Superman older and he's gone through a lot of stuff? Or do you think he's going to be...
Okay, first of all, listen here, Warner Brothers, or CW. Look at this. You screwed us over with the 90s Flash thing. Don't do that with Superman, because I've wanted to see Brandon Routh back in the role ever since I walked out of the theater for the first time in 2006. And when there was at one point when they announced the sequel, before I read Bryan Singer's treatment, I was actually excited.
Then you read it.
And then I read it and I think, can I write it? Because I have ideas that could have made it work, Stephen. I had to cycle through all the names to get to yours. I'm getting old, folks. What can I tell you? When I read his treatment, I'm like, I can write a better sequel than that. And then, because Warner Brothers didn't like his treatment either, they decided to reboot, and we got, 7 years later, whatever it was, Man of Steel, and then we got two sequels that have put us in another shithole. You can tell I'm a little upset.
Well, if they released the Snyder Cut, wouldn't it happen?
Let me tell you about something about that five film arc. If that crap would have come out, you think BBS turned people off? You know what? I'll tell you something right now. And I'm going to spoil the Snyder Cut for you because it's never going to come out. So here it is. This idea of, Lois Lane getting killed in the Batcave.
Oh, don't get me started.
Stabbed by Dark. Like, hello, you think people are going to be okay with this? If three quarters of the, let's be honest, the general population, the paying audience, the general moviegoers, were turned off by the events of Batman versus Superman. That's why in Weekend 2 it dropped like a damn stone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So you think if they weren't okay with Batman being a murderous SOB in parts of BVS, you think they're going to be okay with Lois Lane getting stabbed from behind by, or however the sequence of events played out, by Darkseid? Or another gem of an idea he dropped on Vero, where he said, Steppenwolf would have died at the hands of Wonder Woman. She would have sliced off his head, and his head would have rolled at the feet of Darkseid. Oh, yeah. This is a great movie to take
your time. I've got him going, folks.
Can you imagine Steven trying to convince your wife, honey, I really want to take your oldest son to watch Justice League. Oh, yeah, that sounds very wholesome. What's it about?
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah.
And then you tell her, well, in one part, Lois Lane gets stabbed from behind. Wonder Woman cuts off somebody's head, and the head then rolls at the feet. And Batman dies, and Cyborg gets ripped in half. Oh, this is going to go over well with tons of people. It wasn't going to make anything better, folks.
I'll play devil's advocate a little bit here. I feel like I'd like to have seen a five film arc like this if it was something separate, or even just as a series of graphic novels. I think it could be an interesting story to tell.
Yeah, me as an adult who doesn't get a rat. Look, there's part of me that's like, look, I don't care if the kids can see this or not. Give me a movie. But the rational, semi competent human being that I am, I like to think I am, understands that Justice League, and I'm doing air quotes, has to be a four quadrant movie.
Absolutely.
And what I just described to you from the Vero account of half of this cult sect of fandom's leader, spewing all this crap, that's not four quadrant entertainment. It's just not.
No. And that doesn't mean you have to fill it with jokes and do all this other stuff, but you can make a film with a lot of levity but still have it be entertainment for all the family. In fact, I think the original Superman is very much like that. It has some dark moments, but it's not like...
Sure, mostly drowned in a...
Exactly. But you haven't got Superman pulling off Lex Luthor's head.
Yeah.
What I mean?
So, let me just... Tangent aside, enough of that. And before anybody says, "Well, you're a Snyder hater," no. In fact, Watchmen I think is his greatest film.
Watchmen's fantastic. Yeah.
I really enjoy Man of Steel. Yeah. Okay, so don't give me this BS of I don't. And 300 is another comic to screen almost blow for blow adaptation, and it's great. I'm one of the few people that like Sucker Punch, so don't tell me I hate Snyder. It's more his psychotic sect of fandom that I can't stand. And look, yeah. I think BVS was unfortunately they in even though I enjoy it to certain degrees, some of it, I've soured on it as the viewings have gone up and years gone by.
I think that's a fair point, yeah.
But even though I enjoy it to a degree, they botched that. The first movie with Batman and Superman, they botched it. That should have, I don't care what anybody says, that should have, I don't care who you are, what part of the world you live in, that should have cleared a billion. Those two characters, first time ever, should have cleared a billion.
And okay? Adam, the opening weekend box office, if that film would have been good, that film would have gone to a billion quickly.
Oh, yeah. It was there. The potential was there based off
opening. I don't mean good. I mean, if it had been a more, like you say, a four quadrant.
Thank you. Had it been a world's finest movie and not versus, and enough with the V. It's like V implies a court case. You sold the movie on your two heroes beating the shit out of each other. So don't give me this hypothetical, court case bullshit.
You could have Batman and Superman. Yeah, you could have Batman and Superman
should have done the marketing. Anyway, neither here nor there.
But you could have had Batman and Superman fight. Like, he had it in the Batman, for example, where Superman gets poisoned by kryptonite and poison ivy. You obviously don't do it as stupid as that, but, and they have a little fight. You can do something like that, but don't base your entire film on this one. And I want to say something about Batman vs. Superman, right? I've watched it so many times. I don't get why Batman wants to kill him so badly every time I watch it. I just don't get it.
Well, okay, here, see, we're going to go on this way. Look, the whole idea was he looks up and he sees that kid dying, right? Not the kid, sorry. The kid looking for his mother.
Yeah, his mom was dead. Yeah.
So he equates Superman. I get it. Look, he equates Superman to, he blames Superman for the destruction. I'm trying to get into Batman's head. Okay?
Why does it wait 2 years?
But from the visualistic point of view that Snyder presented, when he looks up and he sees Superman and then looks back at the kid crying because she lost her mother, he equates Superman to being responsible for that child losing her parent. Okay. So in his mind now, he sees Superman as essentially what Joe Chill did to him. But Batman being the most, as he's built in DC Comics, one of the most intelligent human beings on the planet, master detective, you'd think he'd do some research and say, well, he's done nothing else. Like, Batman would be able, in my opinion.
What does Superman do in the 2 years after that that equates to him, I've got to kill this guy?
My understanding of Batman would be, well, I'm going to keep some kryptonite on hand just in case he goes nuts, which Batman mentions in the movie. But I don't think Batman would go to those levels that he went.
And on the flip side, does he put a tracker on the villain's truck and then decide he's going to chase him and shoot him up? It doesn't make any sense.
And here's my other problem.
It's a cool scene. But my problem,
the Batmobile chase was great. My problem is not necessarily with. I can understand Batman getting to a point where he's miserable. He's Dark Knight Returns ish because I've seen it in Dark Knight Returns. So I can see Batman going to that place for some reason. Not necessarily the reason they presented or how they presented it, but I can see Batman going there. What I can't reconcile is the Superman aspect, which is. When Superman says that line, when Lex threatens Martha, right? You're going to emphasize that.
And Superman, why did you say that name? Yeah.
And Superman goes to Lois and says, I have to go fight him. And then she's like, what, are you going to kill him? Or something to that effect. She goes, that's not you, right? Or something to that effect. And he responds with, not everyone stays good in this world.
Yeah.
But then here's what doesn't make sense. When he confronts Batman, he's trying to talk him down. So which is it, Mr. God of filmmaking? Are you going to present me a Superman that's, I have no other choice but to kill Batman? Because that's what, when he says nobody stays good in this world, that's what he's implying, correct?
Yeah.
Am I wrong there? Or am I?
No, you're absolutely correct.
My ass or what? Okay. So he's implying, I'm getting angry. I'm getting upset. So. He implies that 1 minute, 2 seconds later, Bruce, I need to talk to you. Well, which is it? What Superman are you presenting me with here?
See, do you know what I think the film's biggest sin is? It tells us about this Superman that's been like loved and all this great stuff, and that he doesn't show any of it.
That's another problem.
We don't see it.
Look, 97.9% of my problems with this with this film come on the Superman side of it because of what you said, what I said, and also the fact that at the end of Man of Steel, which I'll remind people for who think I hate Snyder, I really like that movie, like a lot. At the end of Man of Steel, the scene where she says, "Welcome to the planet," and he says, "Glad to be here," and he smiles.
He's Superman at that moment,
isn't it? That right then and there is the end of, I don't know my place in the world. I'm moping around. I'm unsure of myself. That's the end of that Superman at that moment. So then to meet him again in Batman versus Superman, and he's taken three steps backwards and has gone back to that version of Superman, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And I feel like David Goyer said himself at the end of Man of Steel, he becomes Superman. He said, basically, you could have called it Superman Begins. And for me, I actually, because I've read some bits that I think are supposedly from David Goyer's version of the script that he originally did. And it sounds a bit more in line with a more fun take on it and not this dour, depressing.
So my question is, okay, so if Affleck came in and said, no, I don't like Goyer's script, I'm going to bring in Terry. Is Affleck to blame then?
I guess
so. Who am I blaming for this backwards?
And I don't know about you, but I feel like David Goyer gets a lot of crap. And it's like, well, he did write Batman Begins.
Yeah.
You know, might have had some tweaks here and there. He wrote Man of Steel. He knows how to write comic books.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
So those are that's my issue. And they took three steps backwards with Superman. And then here, basically, the effect of BVS led to the poor performance of Justice League. Because to the known universe, the general audience, they don't know that Joss Whedon came in and directed Hammer. All they see is, look, it's visually similar to BVS. It's going to be more of the same garbage for at least half of the general paying audience. And that's why they turned away. And you can try and concoct fantasies, irrational fantasies, like Jor-El says, or whatever the line is, in your own head. But that's the reasoning. That's logic, folks. But enough about Man of Steel, BVS and all that.
I've quite enjoyed that run. I think we need to have a good long discussion about BVS sometime.
Yeah, at some point we'll do it on another show.
We'll do a Snyder's five film arc.
That'll be a whole. Please, that'll be me for 3 or 5 minutes. But
back to CW. Are we going? Sorry, that was my fault. We
okay, so a bit. So don't do what you did with the Flash. Okay. To me, look, I get what you're doing. I can already tell what they're doing. They're going to have Kingdom Come Superman eventually sacrifice himself.
That's what I think is coming.
That's fine. Because,
and I think he will do it. I think he will have had a son. This is why I think he might be a semi-sequel.
I'll get to your question in a second. But my point is, you can do it. I understand it. I totally get it. Brandon Roth has other obligations on Legends of Tomorrow. He can't be Superman, you know, going forward for, you know, whatever. But so I get it, but and that's the head of CW calling me right now to confirm.
But, stop giving away spoilers.
Yeah, but don't do that sacrifice in one episode. In my opinion, of the five episodes, it is five episodes, right? Of
it
the
is five episodes,
the Snyder fans for that Superman should be in at least 2 to 3 parts. Kingdom Come Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I think if you have an arc where he, like I said, he had a son who died or whatever, and he has to sacrifice, he sacrifices himself so Tyler Hoechlin Superman doesn't have to because he's a dad now.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is he's going to be the Kingdom Come, the Superman Returns, Kingdom Come Superman.
Yeah.
So I think they'll make nods to Superman Returns continuity in the sense that yes, he had a kid,
but like loose connection.
Him and Lois were, because in Kingdom Come they were Lois was killed by Joker, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, no, in Kingdom Come they don't actually say that, but he did it. He confirmed it in Thy Kingdom Come.
Yeah, but they show flashbacks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting the books confused.
Yeah.
My Kingdom Come, the JSA arc was fantastic.
Brilliant. And I think that was five parts as well.
That's my comment. Yeah.
I think it was cool. Smira.
The Snyder Cut cultists are going nuts right now. It was fantastic in that. But so what I think you do is I would just go full on and mention. I would say, look, like he does something like, let's say he's in his, we see older Clark Kent, Kingdom Come Clark Kent in his apartment or whatever. And I don't know who goes there, one of the Superman or Tyler Hoechlin Superman or Supergirl or whatever.
Maybe both.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care who's there. But the point is, Ray Palmer, yeah, I don't give a shit who's there. But maybe on like the mantelpiece, you see, I'd love to see like a family portrait. And you see Brandon Ralph's Clark Kent with a picture of Jason, you know, the kid from Superman Returns, and even have a promotional still of Kate Bosworth as Lois Lane as part of the picture. You know, kind of like they had in Superman Returns where you see on the fireplace Glenn Ford's Pa Kent, right?
Yeah, they did a really good job of that, actually.
Yeah. Something along those lines, and then have Superman himself acknowledge that he had a son who was, and Lois and his Lois were killed. For the purposes of this episode, I'd probably make it the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But yeah, I would love it, and I think he's going to be Kingdom Come Superman Returns. I just think the only reason why they didn't use the Superman Returns suit was because they wanted to make it more Kingdom Come-like.
And because the Superman Returns suit is crap.
So I could see it. But I could see it looking similar.
I could see maybe using the... See, my problem with the Superman Returns suit is not actually the suit itself. It's the size of the S, and the size of the S is too small. And the way the cape attaches to the neck and the high neck collar.
I wasn't even concerned. My issue with the suit, which the design of it, I was fine with. My only issues were the color scheme, in the sense that...
The blue was fine.
Maybe it's the way it was lit in the movie or whatnot, but the red is maroon.
I feel like his cape looks like it weighs a ton as well. I don't like that livery.
It probably does, like, but...
Well, yeah.
but the design of the suit, I think, works. So I think what you're going to see is that...
Too many S's on it for me as well.
Yeah, I think they'll take the S. Mm. But in general, I think you'll see that look just with a Kingdom Come S.
See, I think what they might do is they might take like a Tyler Hoechlin type costume and modify that.
They would, but I think they're wanting if he is the Superman Returns Kingdom Come, I think they would want to at least do a nod to that suit.
I suppose so. Yeah, I guess we'll. Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe it still fits him. Yeah, never.
Well, they said they didn't have the.
They haven't got that suit. Did they get left on Smallville set?
They said they couldn't use it for whatever reason. I just think that's.
I guess the thing is, they made a completely new suit for '90s Flash, didn't they?
From scratch. So when they said they can't use that suit, I think they meant the exact same suit. Mm. And it's going to be a Kingdom Come derivative of that suit. They're going to make a new one.
And that'll be good.
Kingdom Come derivative of that suit. So that's what I think.
A lot darker as well, because obviously it'd be in a dark place with the...
Wouldn't it be funny if the red is brighter than it was in actual Superman Returns?
Imagine if he ended up in just a Kingdom Come t-shirt. And what he wore on stage is what he's going to wear.
Imagine if he runs towards the screen on the top of the roof of his version of the Daily Planet, and he runs toward it and he does the Tom Welling shirt rip from the Smallville winner, and then just the t-shirt. And then as he's flying away, the Anti-Monitor destroys the universe, and that's it.
He runs off.
No, as he flies off, the world all of a sudden dies.
So something else I'm excited about. John Cryer's coming back as Lex.
Yeah, oh yeah, and he was great.
He, do you know what, right? I did not expect him to be that good. I know he's a great actor and stuff, but he's probably top two best Lexi's live action for me.
Yeah, for me it's Rosenbaum and then Smallville people. I don't hate Smallville. I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Oh, I meant Smallville.
Yeah, yeah. No, so you just want to come on and do that. That's what you want. No, but he's definitely top two. But
is he going to play more than one Lex? Because in the story, there's all these
different Lexes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. They're bringing on Superman's son. They're bringing back Lex Luthor. I have a sneaky suspicion that they're still trying. They're still sowing the seeds for an eventual Superman series. It's just me.
I feel like if it was going to happen, it would have happened already.
But not necessarily, because what if they're waiting for Supergirl to wind down before transitioning?
The thing is, Tyler Hoechlin, is he going to wait around though? Do you know what I mean?
But is he getting that many roles?
Well, he's going to be in the next 50 Shades, isn't he? So, that one.
He was already. It happened.
Oh, was he already in it? See, yeah. That's just how much I took attention.
Yeah. And he was in a Netflix thing. So he can, like, because they all have seven year contracts, the CW shows. So Supergirl's going into year 5. But if.
Don't get my hopes up, Adam, please. I can't take
it. If Melissa starts saying, well, you know, I want to try the thing.
She's destined for big things, I think, as well.
She's one of the few that once she leaves the role,
yeah,
on the show, she can do other things.
I think she's going to make it quite bigger.
Look, let's be honest. I love Stephen Amell and Arrow, but he's pretty much done.
Let's hope he goes back to AEW for a bit. You know.
No, but like, yeah, but like I'm saying.
I'm just saying he has got wrestling he can go to, so.
Yeah, no, but I can see him on another CW show, but I can't see
him. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He won't transition to movies.
No, he'll be back as Arrow at some point, I reckon, as well, even if it's flashbacks. Yeah.
Same for Grant Gustin. Like, I don't see him as beyond the TV acting.
No, no.
And no offense, no offense. There's no offense to these people. It's just certain people can carry a movie, others can't.
See, that's my thing about Tyler. I think Tyler Hoechlin could break out because
he's been in other movies.
I guess, right? So. He's got a lot. I just feel like he's got a lot of different looks though. And like, do you know when he was cast as Superman? Because I used to watch Teen Wolf, I was shocked. I was a bit like, he looks a bit more like a Batman type to me. But then when I saw him as Superman, because
of the beard, that's why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he has kind of got that dark, you know, that dark look to him. And then I saw him as Superman, and I thought he's Superman when he puts the cape on. You know what I mean?
But I think personally he can, like I said, I think by giving him, see, if they play this smart and do what I'm saying, yeah, where they let Supergirl run its course and then transition to Tyler and as Superman and Lois and now bring John Kent as a younger Superboy, whatever. You could still have Tyler between now and then do his other things.
True.
And then come back. Because if he's going to do bit parts of movies, and he just recently did like a Netflix show that he co-starred in with Katie Sackhoff just premiered on Netflix.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
You can do those things and still eventually come in and do a CW show.
How do you like feel about Tyler Hoechlin as Superman then? Because I don't think we've ever actually had a proper chat about
him. I very much enjoy him. I think he's found a balance between
Clark and Superman.
Not only that, but because I do it's very much. And I know a lot of people are going to get upset when I say this. But there are definitely nods to Christopher Reeve in his Clark Kent. However,
absolutely.
Much like Brandon Routh as Clark Kent, they were more subdued than Christopher Reeve was. Like Christopher Reeve really played the bumbling act to the hilt. Right.
And yeah, and I feel like the choice he made at the time was the right one because he saw it as two different parts, didn't he?
Yeah. There's no way like if you look at that movie and you watch Clark Kent, like somebody's looking at Clark Kent and they see he can't even open a bottle of water or a bottle of orange juice. Nobody's gonna look at that guy and say, but you know, he kind of looks like you could forgive even a supposed Pulitzer Prize winning reporter Lois Lane for not getting it. What Brandon did was he toned it down, you know, the bumbling a bit. He was still there, but he toned it down. And Tyler's done that as well. He's toned it down. And I think there's that balance of doing it, but toning it, and then playing this. What I like about Tyler is he plays a confident Superman that looks physically like he could be a physical force against a villain, but he also has that compassionate calm about him, and that's what I really like about his. And that's it's a similar vibe to what Reeve had, and even Ralph to a degree, is that they had that. When you look at him, it's like, okay, if I do something out of whack, and I'm a supervillain, he could kick my ass. Yeah. But if I'm in danger, I can be at ease because of his calming influence. And so I think all three of those guys that I mentioned have that, and Tyler has that. So I think he's a solid Superman. His detriment, in my opinion, has been nothing to do with him. And it's been certain scenes that he's been in that have been written for him.
I was just about to get to that. Right. I think in the first two episodes, he appeared in Supergirl. Perfect, you know, they got the balance right. He didn't overshadow her, but he also didn't look like an idiot or anything. He didn't look weak next to her either.
And the first episode of the crossover, he was
great. I think in the first two, I think you were absolutely fine in the first two, yeah.
He was only into.
Yeah, that's what I mean. No, because it came back later, didn't it?
But they really botched it.
Sorry, not crossover. I'm talking the first two episodes of Supergirl he ever appeared in.
Yeah, oh, he was great, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you talked about like the balance and stuff. I thought you saw a different side to him again, where he meets all the DEO agents and he realizes he has to give them Superman. So he has to kind of, there's obviously Clark who he really is, and then there's this Superman, and then there's this Clark Kent. And we saw who he really was with Kara. And then when he went back to the DEO, he had to kind of turn Superman back on, and I thought it was cool. But then obviously he got to the season finale that year and he came back and he lost the fight, right? Which I have no problem with losing a fight to Supergirl.
It was the explanation that the bothered
me. The explanation when they said, did the kryptonite weaken? And he's like, no, it didn't. I think they should have left it vague. I feel like they should have done something completely different, because he has this war with John Jones in the first two episodes about kryptonite. I feel like in that moment, John Jones should have brought the kryptonite and stopped the fight. And then that's when he should have realized John Jones was right to get the kryptonite, because I feel like that was one of the aspects Superman was wrong about.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. They should have done it anyway.
Or it seemed more like, let's just build Supergirl. And don't get me wrong, he had some great moments in that finale, you know, like when he stopped that Daxamite. Sort of like Daxamite stuff, you know, brilliant scene in that. But and then Elseworlds Part 1. Brilliant. Really, fantastic. Elseworlds Part 3, a few little things I didn't like. He just seemed to be stood there at the end. I'm like, why is he just stood there? I didn't like that he questioned Kara and Barry, you know, risking their lives. I don't think Superman would do that.
Let me just double back for a second.
Go on, yeah.
How they could have handled the finale episode after the fight. Something very simple of saying, like the comics do, basically, that is due to the fact that her being able to beat him in a fight is due to the fact that she's had a shorter exposure over a number of years to the sun, so that like it's all the power and all the energy is still like sort of at full speed. You know, like full force. Whereas in the comics, they said Superman being here for so long, it's sort of adjusted to his, like he's adjusted to it, and it's sort of almost like it diluted to the point where he's he's not as overly powerful, you know what I mean? He's not overly overflowing.
Yeah, I remember Jeff Loeb, though, kind of started off saying that, and then at the end of the comic, with Supergirl Power, the one where he kind of tells her basically she's not stronger than him. He has
But I'd rather
talk about how he holds back. But I get what you mean.
I'd rather that than him saying, oh, no, you're just better than me.
They could have even just left it vague, couldn't they? And it could have just been like, did it weaken you? I don't know. Maybe it did. And that could have just, everyone would have been like, right.
And then, my problem with the finale, with the part three of the crossover was where he says, well, the world doesn't need me. They got you.
That didn't bother me, right, that much, because I felt like he was trusting Kara to look after things while he went to Argo. I was more bothered about like the main like fight with the other Superman. He gets his butt kicked, and he literally just stands there. He's just stood there for most of the end, and I feel like Brainiac 5 came in and took out what's that robot called? Amazo.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have just had Superman take it out. You know what I mean? I just felt like almost like they just wanted him to just stand there and not do anything.
But
In hindsight, I would have not had him in the finale at all, and I'd have had Flash 1990 in it more and in the main fight, and maybe just brought Superman in for like the last 10 minutes because he already had that shining moment in part one.
Yeah.
And I feel like because Batwoman obviously had her segment in part two, you could have then had Flash 1990 against part three. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I feel like that could have been quite cool, but obviously they wanted to set things up, didn't they, like Clark handing the reins to Kara and all that sort of thing. Yeah. But I just feel like because he just stands there most of the time, almost like, well, what point is he even being here?
Despite my apprehensive of, you're better than me, they don't need me. The part in the Fortress where he
I loved that bit.
With Lois and proposes to her,
and she was great as well.
I mean, they're look. If you don't see the Superman 2 parallels in that scene, you're blinder than Daredevil. and she's wearing the same dress, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But overall, I really like Tyler, and I think.
As you said though, there's never been anything wrong with his performance. It's just been some of the writing for him, and think character. About
it. If they adapt more of the comics, and give us a Superman now where John Kent is. You know, by the time my hypothetical Superman series would start, you could concoct a scenario where John Kent is like he is in the comics, where he's a teenager, and they're working together and exploring, the history of Krypton and finding. I think that'd be a new untouched territory for TV.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it'd be different to all the other CW shows, wouldn't it?
And look, they're going to, look, because the CW is not going to stop making superhero shows.
Mm.
But when one ends, they're going to cycle in another one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Case in point, Arrow,
become Batwoman.
And then Batwoman. And then when Flash runs his course, don't be surprised if we get Kid Flash or Impulse or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And then when Supergirl runs its course, what's the obvious successor?
Yeah, you're a good point, yeah.
Superman, so...
So basically, the lead of the show is really the kid, isn't it? But they're like the...
Yeah.
The team, if you get my
drift. It's John Kent's story, but Superman is there with it, yeah.
Yeah. And I've been reading some more Rebirth, so...
Isn't it good?
It's so good. It's such a different dynamic as well, because you get to see like Superman as a father and stuff. And me being a father myself, it kind of can relate. Yeah. Obviously not to a kid with superpowers, although sometimes he's that crazy, I think he might have him.
So, I just think it would be fascinating. And to know that all parties involved are up for it, like Elizabeth Tulloch says she'd be up for it.
Mm. Yeah, and Tyler has as well, hasn't he, before? So they'd be
Tyler says he's up for it. And, I mean... John Cryer for years had to work with that NetJob, Charlie Sheen. So I'm sure he'd be up for working with some stable co-workers. So, look. And I've got no issues with having a TV show and a movie concurrently. And neither should Warner Brothers, because...
No.
We live in a day and age where... Audience, look, and again, the audience is The CW has a very loyal fan base.
Absolutely, yeah.
But there are a lot of people who watch superhero movies that have never watched a CW superhero show.
Something else as well about the CW shows is the, I feel like they deal with the budgets very well as well. And you know, that's something to consider, that, you know, CW shows basically can't fail, can they? Because the budgets are so, like, so steady.
And it's been, let's be honest, I don't count Supergirl as a Superman show.
So no, it's Superman been, World, isn't it? But it's not Superman, yeah.
It's been since 2011, since we've had Superman on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like in a full, so.
Yeah, when he's been the lead character, yeah.
So
see, the funny thing is, going back to Tyler, he's kind of like my favorite live action Superman, because, like, I've always had this idea of the Superman I want on film in my head, and he's so close to it, like.
Yeah, I think. You're gonna make me almost reveal my list here, because I've been watching a lot of Superman.
By the time this comes out, what your list be out? Or when are you gonna release it? That's the.
that's actually a good point.
You can reveal it to me, can't you? Am I gonna get mad?
Yeah, okay, I'll give it to you off air. Yeah.
Here's something though. I will say to you, Adam, right? If I did a list of Clark Kents, it would be different to my list of Supermans. If we're just basing just Clark Kent and just Superman.
Oh, yeah, I can see
not,
that.
Not the whole you could do a whole performance, that would be different. You could do just Superman, you could do just Clark Kent. I think you'd have three completely different lists.
You could very well do that, yeah.
Because spoiler for my list, because no doubt I'll do mine when you do yours, because I like to jump on bandwagon. Dean Cain would be high up on my Clark Kent list, and he'd be very low on my Superman list, so. Superman.
He would normally, I normally say this, but now he's gotten so batshit crazy. But even watching a show which I loved for the first two seasons, you try to divorce yourself from the lunacy that is the real, you know, the real world. But in some cases you can't. And spoilers, he used to be higher on my Superman list. He's dropped like a stone.
I think his Superman was always quite poor. His Clark Kent, though, was just like John Byrne comics come to life. It was...
Yeah.
I never felt he felt... I feel like all the Supermans have felt comfortable in the suit apart from him.
So, yeah. So, but I like your point about the list, but I think that I just can't separate Dean Cain's real life lunacy to the, and this is recent. Like I said, I was watching the shows recently, like a selected episode. I didn't watch the whole thing, because to be able to watch that whole series, it's, you know, you need weeks, right?
Oh yeah.
And so I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched selected episodes. But you know, I've got visitors, but trying to get in on the podcast. So good point about the list, you know, aspect of it, and being able to do that.
I think maybe you're on the same boat. Would you kind of rank them?
Yeah, here's a little bit of a spoiler for my list. Tyler moved up quite a bit from where I had him last time.
Cool.
So I'll tell you that off the air. But I think what we'll do is we'll end this episode here, because we talked about the crawler. And then next time and we'll do these mini Superman episodes. This will be a new feature on Tales from DC.
We can even talk Batman or anyone as well. You know,
But we do have a couple of Superman episodes in us.
Yeah.
And one of them is next episode we do. We'll keep it in the Superman family. Unless, you know, between now and the next time we record Matt Reeves casts, you know, Alfred, Commissioner Gordon, and Catwoman, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I want to get Steven's thoughts on that. But provided we have no major casting announcements, unless Warner Brothers wants to tell us when the next Superman is coming out or who's playing Superman, we'll talk about that too. But unless any of that happens, Steven and I will go through our what if we were in control of the Superman film franchise. What would we do next? So that's what we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, I look forward to that one. Yeah, I'll do that.
But Steven, if people want to talk about more Superman with you on social media, where do they do that?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter at SteveBob1984. I'll talk Superman there. But I also have turned me and my brother met films, and our film page, I've started doing a lot of polls, and a discussion between me and Adam recently about Superman Returns made me do a Superman Returns versus Man of Steel poll, because they're both very divisive Superman films, and I wanted to get people's thoughts on which one they preferred.
Yeah.
So you can vote in that now.
And this has nothing to do with my answer of being preferred or which one I prefer or don't prefer. But even with Superman Returns' divisiveness, I still think Man of Steel was more divisive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then BVS made Man of Steel look like Sunshine and Rainbow.
Oh, yeah. It's like, okay, Superman Returns, then...
And I love Man of Steel. I'm a rocky Man of Steel.
Man of Steel up the end with the business. And then BVS said, well, yeah, hold my beer.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can follow me at Bross Marshall for those polls. And it's not Bross as in the band Bross. It's Bross as in brothers. So.
Yeah, or Bross as in super, it's brothers, not Bross. Because yeah. English.
Super Mario accent, Bross.
Yeah, it sounds so. Yeah. It's not Bross, it's brothers. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
Just get that out there. But all right, so follow him there and all those others and vote in the polls. And then if you want to talk to me about Superman, and if you want to yell at me about my rant about earlier, too bad, I'm going to block you. But if you want to have a civil discussion, it's at Superhero Sci-Fi or on Facebook, Tales from the DC Multiverse, the podcast Facebook group. But until Steven and I get together again, we hope you enjoy this episode. And before I do, I guess I got to come up with
I think we should do a throwback. I think we should say stay super and go back to the role podcast.
Yeah, I came up with that. I guess I have creative license over that.
Until next time. Stay super.
Stay super.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.